Now I pray you attend to the lines that are penned, which abroad to the world we in merriment send. It is absolute new, and they say it is true. Therefore listen awhile unto what shall ensue. When her charms he beheld, with the raptures was filled, yet although he in courting was very well skilled, his fine amorous tale could in no wise prevail, for without half a piece of joys he should fail. Like a half a piece is too much for a poor single touch. Therefore, pray use a conscience, for faith I do grudge to give more than a crown for a bit of the brown. I can have it for less of the girls of the town. Therefore, stand serving me thus, for a light cane, they say, makes a rich golden purse. If a lady you lack, sir, I stand to my tack, for I'll have you to know I am no common crack, that for sixpence or less will their kindness express. You may see that I go in a rich silken dress, paint with powdered hair, and black patches I wear, which cannot be maintained with that price I declare. Prithee be not so nice, 'tis a very good price, and thou knows very well 'twill be earned in a trice. Therefore do not deny, but with reason comply, and perhaps for my jewel a cornet I'll buy. But the answer she gave, you must give what I crave. 'Tis in vain to dispute, for 10 shillings I'll have. When he found her so stout, he began to fall out, and as some says, he threatened to kick her about. Since her price she'd not bate, faith his love turned to hate, and he threatened to call for an officer straight. If you will have full 10, I will punish you then. That can be so hard-hearted and cruel to men. Now the lady replied, in regard you're denied. Can you be so uncivil, your friend to deride? Yes, I will, then he swore, and what is more, some good justice of peace you shall now go before, to receive the reward that the law will afford. disgrace I do fear, therefore let me go clear, and my scarf with 5 shillings I'll render you here. Had I here so much more,